You will hear all recordings twice. You will hear people talking in different situations. For each question, answer A, B or C.
Let's start. Listening task 1.
1. How did Jack go to school yesterday?
Do you go to school on the bus, Jack?
Yes, but not yesterday.
Why? Did you go in your dad's car?
No, I rode my bike because my friends and I like doing that sometimes.
Now listen again.
1. How did Jack go to school yesterday?
Do you go to school on the bus, Jack?
Yes, but not yesterday.
Why? Did you go in your dad's car?
No, I rode my bike because my friends and I like doing that sometimes.
Now look at the next question.
2.
Where's Vicky, Grandpa?
Vicky? She's at the cinema, I think.
But her bag and jacket are here in the kitchen. Look.
Oh, I know. She's putting the clothes on the line in the garden.
Okay, thanks. I need to ask her something.
Now listen again.
2.
Where's Vicky, Grandpa?
Vicky? She's at the cinema, I think.
But her bag and jacket are here in the kitchen. Look.
Oh, I know. She's putting the clothes on the line in the garden.
Okay, thanks. I need to ask her something.
Now look at the next question.
3. How old is Jim?
How old is your son now, Anna?
You mean Jim? He's 17 now.
My son's 16. Did you know I've got a daughter, too?
No. How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh.
Now listen again.
3. How old is Jim?
How old is your son now, Anna?
You mean Jim? He's 17 now.
My son's 16. Did you know I've got a daughter, too?
No. How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh.
Now look at the next question.
4. What did Nick get for his birthday?
Did you have a good birthday, Nick?
Yes, I had some great presents too.
And what did your parents give you? A new phone?
No, I've got one of those. I wanted a guitar, but they gave me a baseball bat.
That's good.
Yes, I needed a new one.
Now listen again.
4. What did Nick get for his birthday?
Did you have a good birthday, Nick?
Yes, I had some great presents too.
And what did your parents give you? A new phone?
No, I've got one of those. I wanted a guitar, but they gave me a baseball bat.
That's good.
Yes, I needed a new one.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of this task.
Listening task 2.
You will hear people talking in different situations.
For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the question.
Let's start.
You will hear the recording twice.
Will you go to any evening classes at the community centre this year, Jess?
Maybe. Is art club running this year? I enjoyed that.
Yes, but it's on Mondays now, at 6:30.
Oh, that's a shame. I have to work late at the swimming pool on Mondays. I could go, but I'll arrive late. What's on Tuesdays? Is it tennis club again?
No, that's on Wednesdays this year. On Tuesdays it's football.
Will you go?
To football? No, but I might go to tennis. I've just read my college timetable. I have Spanish grammar classes all afternoon on Wednesday. I always feel bad after those lessons. I'll enjoy hitting a ball hard after that.
Then maybe I won't go to that. It'll be too dangerous. Is there anything on Thursdays?
Mr. Brown is running his usual club again, just like last year.
Oh, Mr. Brown's Thursday Film Club. I enjoyed that. We had some great discussions.
Yes, I'm hoping to do that this year too. And on Fridays, the local singing group will be upstairs and the guitar group is downstairs.
Oh, yes. I tried the singing group a few years ago, but the songs were quite boring.
Well, I guess I'll see you on Thursday evenings then.
Yes.
Now listen again.
Will you go to any evening classes at the community centre this year, Jess?
Maybe. Is art club running this year? I enjoyed that.
Yes, but it's on Mondays now, at 6:30.
Oh, that's a shame. I have to work late at the swimming pool on Mondays. I could go, but I'll arrive late. What's on Tuesdays? Is it tennis club again?
No, that's on Wednesdays this year. On Tuesdays it's football.
Will you go?
To football? No, but I might go to tennis. I've just read my college timetable. I have Spanish grammar classes all afternoon on Wednesday. I always feel bad after those lessons. I'll enjoy hitting a ball hard after that.
Then maybe I won't go to that. It'll be too dangerous. Is there anything on Thursdays?
Mr. Brown is running his usual club again, just like last year.
Oh, Mr. Brown's Thursday Film Club. I enjoyed that. We had some great discussions.
Yes, I'm hoping to do that this year too. And on Fridays, the local singing group will be upstairs and the guitar group is downstairs.
Oh, yes. I tried the singing group a few years ago, but the songs were quite boring.
Well, I guess I'll see you on Thursday evenings then.
Yes.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of this task.
Listening task 3.
You will hear part of a radio program called What's On? For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the question.
Let's start.
You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome. Jenny and I have got lots to tell you, haven't we, Jenny?
That's right. This week, on Saturday night, Westfield Radio runs its annual competition.
What's it for, Jenny?
Well, last year it was to find the best dancer, and next year it will be the turn of local actors to enter. But this year, we're looking for the best singer in our city. You have to perform alone, and we'll provide a musician.
And what are the rules?
Not many. For example, there's no limit on age. Whether you're 65 or 6, it doesn't matter. But you must live within 5 miles of the city centre. You need to phone your entry before Saturday. We don't accept entries through the post or by fax. And speaking of talent, there's a new theatre group starting every Saturday, specially for teenagers.
And how do people get more information?
If you're interested, you need to contact the theatre group's secretary, and I will give you her phone number later. They're going to meet in St. Paul's School.
Right. Well, it's school holidays this week, so what's on offer?
Okay. To let as many people as possible use the sports hall this week, it will open an hour earlier than usual, at 8 a.m, and shut later at 10:30 p.m. instead of 9. If you want to do one of the more popular activities, you should ring and book as usual. The indoor football pitch is always popular and has to be booked in advance.
But what about the swimming pool?
Not quite such good news, I'm afraid. We'd hoped to tell you that the new swimming pool would be ready, but it's not. It will open, however, before the end of this month. That's about a week later than planned. But good news now. There will be no charge for swimmers for the whole of the first week that it's open.
Oh.
It's the same size as the old one, but has much better facilities.
That's great. Now, Jenny, have you heard of the rock group called Switch?
Yep. Even I've heard about them. Probably because two of their four members were born in Westfield, and all four of them now live here when they're not travelling around the world. This time last year, they were four ordinary teenagers, and now they're world famous. Well, they're doing a concert on Saturday evening in the town hall, and it will be very popular.
So get your tickets quickly. Thank you, Jenny.
Now listen again.
Welcome. Jenny and I have got lots to tell you, haven't we, Jenny?
That's right. This week, on Saturday night, Westfield Radio runs its annual competition.
What's it for, Jenny?
Well, last year it was to find the best dancer, and next year it will be the turn of local actors to enter. But this year, we're looking for the best singer in our city. You have to perform alone, and we'll provide a musician.
And what are the rules?
Not many. For example, there's no limit on age. Whether you're 65 or 6, it doesn't matter. But you must live within 5 miles of the city centre. You need to phone your entry before Saturday. We don't accept entries through the post or by fax. And speaking of talent, there's a new theatre group starting every Saturday, specially for teenagers.
And how do people get more information?
If you're interested, you need to contact the theatre group's secretary, and I will give you her phone number later. They're going to meet in St. Paul's School.
Right. Well, it's school holidays this week, so what's on offer?
Okay. To let as many people as possible use the sports hall this week, it will open an hour earlier than usual, at 8 a.m, and shut later at 10:30 p.m. instead of 9. If you want to do one of the more popular activities, you should ring and book as usual. The indoor football pitch is always popular and has to be booked in advance.
But what about the swimming pool?
Not quite such good news, I'm afraid. We'd hoped to tell you that the new swimming pool would be ready, but it's not. It will open, however, before the end of this month. That's about a week later than planned. But good news now. There will be no charge for swimmers for the whole of the first week that it's open.
Oh.
It's the same size as the old one, but has much better facilities.
That's great. Now, Jenny, have you heard of the rock group called Switch?
Yep. Even I've heard about them. Probably because two of their four members were born in Westfield, and all four of them now live here when they're not travelling around the world. This time last year, they were four ordinary teenagers, and now they're world famous. Well, they're doing a concert on Saturday evening in the town hall, and it will be very popular.
So get your tickets quickly. Thank you, Jenny.